Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage.
This 7:15 now, this time of the week, Joe and Cindy Farini stop by to talk about love and marriage. They're with My Marriage Matters, been doing this for years on the radio station. Joe and Cindy, thanks for coming back.
Thank you.
Good to be with you. Good morning.
So just to keep the record straight, this was not an email you got from Kathleen when she was dating Nathan. Is that correct?
That is correct. And it wasn't from anyone that we knew in particular.
Okay. So we're protecting ourselves here. All right, fine. But someone's on the breakup roller coaster, I suppose, huh?
Well, it sounds like it. And actually, we got this one before Valentine's Day. We were going to do it near Valentine's Day, and then we thought, you know, let's do something a little more positive, but we'll save this for after,
right?
In case, you know, people had breakups after. So, yeah, you know how that is, Brian.
Yeah, yeah. You're supposed to break up before Valentine's Day to save the cash, and then get back together afterwards.
There you go.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Sorry, carry on.
Well, that's okay. Well, you know, just the idea, I think, you know, I would be tired of the breakups too. And I think that every time you date someone, whether you're the one to break up with them or they break up with you, I think there's sort of a piece of your heart that you give to that person. Yeah. And I think you have to be careful to, you know, if you're investing in a relationship, to really watch that. You know, young people might kind of laugh at that and say, well, you know, that's not quite true. But, you know, when you think back, even those of us that are older, you know, there's people in your past that you continue to think about, not that you think about them all the time, but they were a part of your life. And I think we have to be careful of how they, you know, have a part of our heart.
Hmm. Joe, and I have to ask you guys, did you guys go through this at all in your dating relationship, or were you just like stick with it and get engaged?
No, it did not happen to us. In fact, I was pretty certain that the very first day that I kind of re-met Cindy, that the Lord impressed me that this was the one. And there was not going to be any confusion. At least in my mind, there was no confusion.
We won't ask Cindy. I don't want to embarrass you on the radio. So.
Well,
actually, you know, I feel like Joe really, I think he was really listening to the Lord. And I was just, I was single. I was happy. And so I wasn't really thinking when I met Joe, I wasn't thinking, oh, he's potential, you know, husband kind of thing. I wasn't thinking that. But we both came from broken engagements. And so in that aspect, I think that we've experienced maybe not a constant breakup, get back together, breakup, get back together. But there is that part in our past. And I think we learned from that, and part of what I would answer to this person too is, you know, if you feel like this isn't the person that you want to spend the rest of your life with, even if you're in a dating relationship, because it's going to lead toward marriage, my suggestion is, you know, don't just settle for, you know, just sort of the middle of the road. I mean, make sure that the person that you're dating is someone that you see that you would love them for a lifetime.
Yeah, it's pointing almost to a hesitancy where you're like, I don't know. And I'm not certain that that's a train you want to stay on anyway, right?
Exactly. I mean, in this situation, I would say you need to make a clean break with this person. I mean, if you're already in the cycle when you're single, what makes you think it's going to be any different when you get married? And so, you know, our common recommendation in situations like this is to make this clean break and have there be no communications for at least 6 months between the two of them. And we have found that this is the best policy when trying to discern whether or not this is the right thing to do to get back together.
So it sounds to me like you're not a fan of the whole, let's just be friends.
Doesn't work.
Thing.
No.
It doesn't work?
No.
Yeah, I think that's a rare situation that's going to work. But I think what happens is you also begin to set a pattern for what you'll do in your marriage. That whole thing of, I don't like what's going on here. I'm done. I'm out. And then, you know, leaving each other, coming back to each other. And we know marriages that are like that. And after a while, honestly, you just kind of think to yourself, like, what are they doing? You know, what is really the point of their relationship? And I think we want to go into marriage with real strength. And to me, this doesn't sound like this couple is going into marriage with very much strength in their relationship.
Mm-hmm. So what would be the situation where you might be okay with somebody actually getting back together after a breakup? I mean, how would you know it's okay?
Well, I would say there needs to be, number one, true and total repentance, asking for forgiveness. I mean, there's got to be an issue here that keeps happening. And I would say if there is evidence of true repentance or brokenness, then the first thing you do, the first conversation that needs to take place needs to be with the parents and not with each other, I think, or a mentor that would provide some wise counsel before establishing or trying to reestablish contact with one another. I think there is the steps to take after that would be to discuss your doubts and your concerns. I mean, if after the parents have this conversation, they say, okay, now you can talk with my daughter, and I can't give you any guarantees on this one, what needs to take place at that point is that between the two of them, they need to discuss any doubts or concerns that they might have, then ask, you know, did this person receive or did this person resist my concerns? Mm-hmm. Are valid concerns? Mm-hmm. Or is this person open to working on these issues at least? And I think you need to, honesty here is one of the best policies for sure, but be honest with yourself. Honestly, evaluate your compatibility. I mean, there's a reason why you guys keep breaking up all the time.
Right.
You know, be obedient to God. If there is evidence of sin in this situation, why you keep breaking up, then I would say, like, do not get back together ever. And especially if you're dealing with someone who's a chronic liar or gossiper, mm-hmm. those things don't change. You know, Proverbs 20:19 is a great principle to use, and that is just do not associate with gossipers, period.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, I think it just requires a lot of courage just to be open to do what's right. And you know, we all get it that when you do get married, you're taking a step of faith. We get that. But it doesn't have to be a blind leap of faith. So just a well-thought-out right next step of faith. And,
right.
And you know, keep in mind, it's a lot easier to break off a dating arrangement or an engagement than it is to end a marriage.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, deal with the facts, be objective in your decisions, and just be courageous to do what's right.
And I will say from my perspective, this is what Nate and I had to do,
uh-huh.
was after we broke up, Nate had to go and talk to my parents. If you want to hear the whole story, you can go get on the Brian and Kathleen podcast. But from my perspective, I did feel very cared for and loved by my parents, knowing that they did have my best interest at heart. And then because I knew Nate was going to go talk to my parents without me being there, I knew that he was for real. And that was also a sign to me that, like, wow, okay, he's in this. He's in it for real. So don't be afraid to get your parents involved because they do have your best interest at heart.
Sure.
And you know what? We're almost out of time. So, Cindy, I thought you'd want to give some final thoughts to us here.
Well, I think I just would give one final thought, and that is if you do break up and you give it sort of that 6 months of time off, if you will. One of the things that we did recommend to Kathleen and to Nate, well, I did to Kathleen, was, you know, if you say between the two of you, we're going to give this 2 months, 3 months, or 6 months, something like that, don't hurry God. You know, that time when you say, oh, I just really want to talk to him or I want to talk to her, don't hurry God on what he might speak to you by hurrying it up and saying, but I want to talk to this person that I'm dating.
Mm-hmm.
Give God the opportunity for you to fulfill with him, you know, what you said you would do. That would be my final word on this.
Wonderful. Okay. So Joe and Cindy Farini join us each week this half hour to strengthen your marriage and give great advice on your love relationships. And so how can folks get more information from you?
Well, on Facebook, we'd love for them to come and like My Marriage Matters. And we try to put something there every day during the week, Monday through Friday at 9:00, just a little thought or something to talk about. And then if they have questions, the best way is to go to our website at joefarini.com or cindyfarini.com.
Wonderful. Thanks, you guys. I always appreciate your help.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Great day.
Bye-bye.